Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome to our program today. It is Monday, July 11th, 2022, start of a brand new crazy week of whatever is going to be going on here. It's another very busy news day. We've got a lot of stuff to cover before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. Now, over the weekend, Joe Biden had another little gaffe. He was reading his teleprompter and read it literally, including the lines, end of quote, repeat the line. And a lot of people have seized on that, and they're making fun of it, and justifiably so. It really underscores the fact that Joe Biden really is a few French fries short of a happy meal out there. The White House, of course, went back and edited the transcript to try and make it look like he said, let me repeat the line. But, of course, the video's already out there. So you've got people like Elon Musk just basically ripping Joe Biden after his teleprompter fail. And Musk actually came on out saying, whoever controls the teleprompter is the real president of the United States of America. Dan Bongino is out there asking a question that is really, I think, uppermost in a lot of Americans' mind. Is Biden the worst president in U.S. history? And I would say, yeah, maybe even worse than Millard Fillmore. Biden's poll numbers are they're tanking, okay? Biden is the most unpopular president since tracking began back in 1945 at the end of World War II. And he's got a, let's see, he's got a 39.8% approval rating and a 54.3% disapproval rating, which means his ratings are underwater. That's the term of craft that they use there. So in another poll, the Civics poll, Biden's approval has hit 29%. So, yeah, this is not really looking very good. Even the New York Times has turned on Biden, writing an article commenting on his age and his obvious cognitive decline, his constant stumbling over words, his shaking hands with people who are not there. And I guess the New York Times, which is normally a pillar of the liberal community, they're realizing they're raising on a busted flush here. And if they want to hang on to what's left of their readership, they better start acting like a real newspaper at this particular point. Meanwhile, we're getting another report coming on out. This is reported in Station Gossip. Apparently, White House aides are so concerned over Biden's dementia, they're concerned he could trip over a cord while walking around the White House. And, you know, you've got the phony White House Oval Office set. You've got the Oval Office itself. And when they're doing press conferences, there are cables and, you know, light cables and camera cables and sound cables all over. And, you know, Biden could trip over one of those. And as Claire will be able to testify to you, you know, a fall at that age is not really a fun thing at all. So apparently the White House aides are out there with a roll of bubble wrap trying to protect the president here. New polls are showing that transgenders, blacks, and the homeless all say they regret voting for Biden. And, well, I think that's probably true of a lot of Biden voters at this point, including the dead ones. And the New York Times came out with a poll showing most Democrats do not want Joe Biden to run in 2024. You know, he's unelectable. With the baggage he's carrying, the terrible, terrible poll numbers, his poor job performance, he's unelectable. He couldn't possibly win. Anyway, Senator Ron Johnson is out there renewing interest in Hunter Biden's laptop. And he says it's a treasure trove of information. Now, 4chan claims that they have hacked Hunter Biden's iPhone, not the actual iPhone itself, but an online data backup from the phone. And they are claiming that they found the password, and they determined basically that there were 46 different devices that Hunter Biden were interacting with. We know he had more than one laptop. We know some of them got stolen. And so we had 46 different devices all linked together in the cloud account. And all that information is now looking like it's going to come on out. One of the things that came on out is Hunter Biden described Jill Biden as a vindictive moron and entitled, it rhymes with punt, okay? And, you know, she was pressing him to go into rehab to kick his drug habit, which is actually a good thing to do here. And also within some of the newly released information is Hunter Biden confirms Joe Biden is a pedophile. Hunter Biden referred to Joe as a pedo, according to newly released messages from the laptop from Heck. So now there's a video making its way around social media right now, and it shows Hunter Biden in an argument with a prostitute over just how much crack he's got. You can see there's a little scale on the table, and it's got the crack on there, and they're weighing it out, and they're arguing over who gets what. And so far, of course, not a word from the corporate news media about this very damaging video. Now, getting on over to January 6th, okay, there were highly sensitive January 6th documents were leaked to the Gateway Pundit, apparently an FBI confidential human source infiltrated the Proud Boys, and they ran an FBI operation on January 6th, and the FBI reported the Proud Boys were actually innocent. But, of course, they're being thrown in jail and held up as an example of how dare you speak up to power in this country here. A member of the January 6th committee indicted former White House counsel Pat Cipollone was basically out there saying that the January 6th committee never called witnesses to corroborate other witnesses. In other words, they'll get a witness who says what they want to hear, and that's the end of it. No cross-examination, no additional witnesses to say, yes, this is the truth and this is accurate here. Now, Steve Bannon has been resisting testifying before the January 6th committee. He has now announced he's willing to testify before them as long as his testimony is made public. He doesn't want it to be done in private because then the January 6th committee can twist his words and warp his meaning and basically spin doctor to get what they want out of it. Meanwhile, Representative Gohmert is out there saying that the violation of American rights of the January 6th prisoners is simply mind-blowing. And basically, three GOP representatives joined forces with the Patriot Freedom Project and family members of the January 6th prisoners to call out the injustice and denial of due process rights for those incarcerated. According to Representative Louis Gohmert, the violations of American rights is mind-blowing. We are extremely concerned to see a Department of Justice not about justice. It's about vengeance. It's about intimidation and the tactics that we've been seeing from this Department of Justice and the disregard for human rights coming out of the investigation, showing the FBI lied, Intel lied, the Department of Justice lies. It ought to concern every single American. And he's absolutely right about that. Okay, now getting into social media, there's an interesting article, and it's from Michael Sanger's Substack, and the headline reads, Big Tech Isn't Woke, It's Totalitarian. And Michael's thesis that he writes in this article is that Big Tech is in love with its power of censorship, and they're using it just for the sake of using it, and you know, they're basically, they've anointed themselves the guardian of the public discourse. And again, that's not why we signed up for those accounts and why they're losing so many users right now. Meanwhile, a Democrat-aligned operative behind the Twitter account Patriot Takes gets exposed as being connected to George Soros and other major dark money donors. Yeah, so an investigation by independent journalists Kyle Clifton and Grayson Arnold has exposed the anonymous social media account Patriot Takes, their connections to dark money, Soros, Clinton's PACs, as well as shady hiring practices, family secrets, and much more. So, nasty people over there here. Facebook has been caught red-handed. They are now facing a lawsuit for sharing users' deleted messages. So if you go on Facebook and you write a message and you think twice about it and you delete it, it's still on Facebook's computer and they are selling it. And they are sharing it with law enforcement, even if you deleted it. So there should be a class action lawsuit over that one. Getting on to the abortion issue, and everybody is out there still whining and crying and gnashing of teeth. And Biden is considering declaring a national health emergency in response to the Supreme Court's ruling overturning Roe versus Wade. In other words, he wants to legalize abortion with an executive order. Now, that is beyond the scope of what executive orders are supposed to be used for, but apparently Biden isn't really reading the rules, or if he read them, he doesn't remember them. Biden is also calling for more pro-abortion protests all across the country. Now, out in California, there is a doctor has suggested building a floating abortion clinic in the Gulf of Mexico in international waters to provide access to abortion for women in GOP-controlled states in the South that have enacted abortion restrictions. And this is Dr. Meg Autry, an obstetrician, gynecologist, and University of California, San Francisco professor, came up with the idea. She said it is only in the fundraising stage through a nonprofit called Protecting Reproductive Rights of Women Endangered by State Statutes, or PROWIS, is the anagram they fashioned out of that. Okay, over in Georgia, Representatives Andrew Clyde and Jody Heiss of Georgia sent a letter to the head of the University of Georgia on Friday, urging him to ensure that the university's resources would not be utilized to target crisis pregnancy centers. And that's one of the weird things about this whole abortion debate. The pro-abortion people, they don't want any alternative. You know, forget about a pregnancy crisis center, forget about adoption, you will get an abortion. That's it. You know, your body, our choice. And meanwhile, a pro-abortion mob blocked traffic on Interstate 64 near Busch Stadium in St. Louis, which is just up the road this way a little bit. Meanwhile, there is a D.C.-based ANTFA group that is offering a reward for tips on the locations of the conservative Supreme Court justices who voted to overturn Roe versus Wade so that they can be basically stalked and harassed out there in public. And what's really interesting is Democrats think this is just great. This is a wonderful thing. Never mind the fact it's actually against the law to protest or picket a justice to try and get them to change their point of view. The Democrats are saying, yes, this is good. They deserve it. We're going to go on out there. So Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg lashed back at the criticism of protesters assembling outside a Washington, D.C. restaurant where Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh was eating, claiming they were exercising their First Amendment rights. However, when he was being protested over fuel prices when on vacation, he had the protesters removed. So a little bit of a double standard there. Okay to protest for abortion, but not about fuel prices. Don't you dare talk about fuel prices. That's a bad thing here. All righty. Now, the Washington Post has come on out acknowledging that Joe Biden told a fib. And when the Washington Post admits Biden lied, it's a bad thing. And basically, it goes back to Biden's assertion that a 10-year-old rape victim was compelled to travel across state lines to get an abortion after the repeal of Roe versus Wade. And the story has come into question. The Washington Post discovered the story to be largely unsubstantiated and appeared to have originated with an Indiana-based news outlet with a prominent abortion advocate, putting even more doubt on its credibility. And the one-source story was given to an Indiana news outlet by Indianapolis obstetrician gynecologist Dr. Caitlin Bernard last week. She argued a child abuse doctor in Ohio contacted her regarding the case, pursuing aid from the doctor. But it turns out it was just all made up. It's all made up. Okay. The U.S. is now considering over-the-counter birth control pills. And they're basically, the announcement comes just weeks after the Roe versus Wade decision. And the firm, Paris-based HDA Pharma, says its application to the FDA is completely unrelated to that. Now, the pills, the most common form of contraception in the U.S., have normally required a prescription. And studies have shown that over 50% of approximately 6.1 million pregnancies in the U.S. are unintended. While birth control pills were first approved for use in the U.S. more than 60 years ago, about one-third of U.S. women who tried to get or fill prescriptions have reported difficulties doing so. Actually, those pills are cause a lot of medical harm. Better to go with a condom. And I'll tell you where this is going to meet a brick wall, because parents of teenage girls are not going to want to accept the idea that their daughters can walk into a pharmacy and buy birth control pills without them knowing. This is going to be a big point of contention. Getting into COVID-19, there is a new study out. This is reported in the Epoch Times, and it shows that natural immunity to COVID is 97% effective against severe COVID-19 after 14 months. And this is quite a contrast to the vaccine-induced immunity, which now they're admitting was only 20% and only lasts for a few weeks. So the natural immunity, you know, definitely wins out. But they can't make money on natural immunity. No. Forget natural immunity. You have to buy this and stick it in your arm. And if that makes you sick, we got something else we can stick your arm. And if that makes you sick, we've got something else that we can give you a pill. And so forth and so on. Meanwhile, there is a new poll from the Pew Research Society showing that most Americans doubt the effectiveness of masks and the vaccines. I'm not surprised at all here. Now, the story, this one out of saveusnow.org. There are over 1,000 scientific studies proving that the COVID-19 vaccines are dangerous, and everybody who is pushing this agenda are committing the indictable crime of gross misconduct in public office. Just over 12 months from deployment of the COVID-19 emergency use experimental vaccines, scientific studies in the thousands and reports of criminal complaints of assault and murder from the illegal, unlawful use of biochemical poisons made to police forces around the country verify an assault on the unsuspecting British population. And as we've mentioned before, some of the risks of the vaccines are blood clotting, myocarditis, pericarditis, thrombosis, thrombocytopenia, anaphylaxis, Bell's palsy, which our neighbor came down with, Guillain-Barre syndrome, and cancer, not to mention the possibility of simply falling down dead, which is happening more and more often. Now, over in Russia, the chairman of the State Duma, Vyacheslav Volodin, basing himself on Jeffrey Sachs' findings, denounced the responsibility of the United States for creating COVID-19. Now, Jeffrey Sachs is an economist, special consultant to the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. He chaired the Lancet Commission of Inquiry, which worked for 2 years on the origins of COVID-19. In May, he put out an appeal for the creation of a truly independent inquiry commission, separate from that of the World Health Organization and endowed with special powers. So they definitely found something that they knew threatened somebody. Meanwhile, even as the Army is screaming that they can't meet their recruiting goals, Biden is going after unvaccinated U.S. military personnel, 60,000 of them. About 40,000 National Guard soldiers and 22,000 reservists have still refused the vaccine. The deadline to get vaccinated was June 30th. They'll no longer be allowed to participate in federally funded drills. 19% of Guard soldiers and 12% of reservists still have not received their shots. There have been 30,000 requests for religious and medical waivers from the requirement. None have been granted. Whatever is in those needles, they want it in your arm, and they don't care what you think about it. Now, there was another incident. This had to do with Pfizer's COVID drug Paxlovid, which turned out to be a bit of a flop. And the Biden administration basically wasted $10.6 billion on this boondoggle. And originally in December 2021, Pfizer claimed that initial study findings showed that Paxlovid cut the risk for hospitalization and death by nearly 90%. That turned out to just not be the case. And Okay, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about health issues, and we've all heard of glyphosate. Glyphosate is the ingredient in Roundup weed killer, and it is linked to cancer, specifically non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And there was a report by a unit of the CDC found that out of 2,310 urine samples taken from a group of Americans intended to be representative of the population, 1,885 were laced with detectable traces of glyphosate. That's 80% of the urine samples. And so that's going to have every American wondering, wow, 80% probability that I have glyphosate in my body now, and it could be giving me all kinds of terrible things. And, you know, they spray the produce at markets with glyphosate because it's a preservative. And, you know, they're very reckless with this chemical. And but it does cause a tremendous amount of harm. And there's lawsuits flying about it. And the company is still selling the stuff. Okay, getting into the international news here, Russia now controls an area the size of Mississippi in Ukraine, despite the U.S. pledge of $54 billion additional dollars to Kiev. Meanwhile, you know, all these weapons that they're shipping over there that you pay for, need to keep that in mind, they're just basically being used by Russia for target practice. And Russian warships have destroyed stocks of U.S.-supplied ammunition by striking arms depots in Ukraine's central Dnipropetrovsk region. Dnipropetrovsk region with caliber cruise missiles. And same thing with the HIMARS missiles. I mean, the stuff is getting blown up before it can even be deployed on the battlefield. What a waste of money. It really, really is. Right now, in Ukraine, NATO is firing about 3,155-millimeter artillery rounds every single day. That is a lot of pounding going on in Ukraine there. Now, the money that Biden has sent to Ukraine has already exceeded the cost of the first 5 years of the war in Afghanistan. And it's only been 4 months, you know, but what does Biden care? It's not his money he's spending. It's your money he's spending. And, you know, it's already gone over budget for the Afghan war. And I know what Biden is thinking. He can't afford to be defeated in this one, or he's 0-2 going into the midterms here. Now, meanwhile, over in Russia, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov warned that Russia has plans to in place to ensure the country's security in light of Sweden and Finland nearing NATO membership. As NATO's 30 members signed off on the accession protocols for Sweden and Finland, Peskov told reporters that Russia's Ministry of Defense is taking action. In other words, they're fortifying the border. Okay, now EU's foreign policy chief Joseph Borrell said the G20 foreign ministers meeting showed to him that the different perspectives around the world on the situation in Ukraine and its consequences, and basically said the EU is not winning the global battle of narratives on Ukraine. In other words, they're losing the propaganda war. And, you know, what do you expect after being lied to about Saddam's nuclear weapons and Assad's gas and, you know, Spanish mines in Havana Harbor and all the rest of that stuff? We know the government lies to us. Why should we believe them now? Another warning article, this from Paul Craig Roberts, and saying, you know, why does Russia regard Finland's membership in NATO as a provocation? For the same reason that Ukraine's membership is a provocation, U.S. missile bases on Russia's border. And Paul Craig Roberts is sounding the warning, we are edging closer and closer to an actual nuclear exchange between the two superpowers. This would be a bad thing. Anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock is going to have a really rotten day. Meanwhile, Russia has just added a new toy to its arsenal, and this is a submarine that's capable of firing the Poseidon nuclear tsunami drone torpedo. These Poseidon torpedoes are about the size of a city bus and obviously had to be custom built. It's based on a Russian Oscar-class guided cruise missile submarine altered to accommodate six of these Poseidon nuclear torpedoes that can each have a warhead of up to 100 megatons. Now, Russia's the only country that ever built a 100-megaton bomb, and when they tested it, they dialed it back to just 50. Because even they were scared about what it could do, and it still left a heck of a hole up there in the northern latitudes there. So, a 100-megaton blast would send a radioactive tsunami over the coastline of a country that Russia does not like. So maybe the best course of action is not to annoy them anymore. But then they don't listen to me over there in Washington, D.C. I don't even get Christmas cards back from the White House these last several years. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Thank you. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roe v. Wade is gone, and I believe it was the progressives' fault. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. I believe abortion is murder, but I didn't say much about it until New York and Virginia started to allow abortion up to the moment of birth. It was those laws that got me involved in politics. Those two states inspired me to write my first book. If abortion had stayed safe, legal, and rare, many people would have just gone along to get along. If abortion had stayed restricted to the first trimester before viability, I would have remained silent. The fact is that less than 8% of abortions are performed because of rape, fetal health, or maternal health. Over 92% are done because the woman doesn't want a child for whatever reason. The progressive push for ever-expanding abortion access woke people like me up. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow. Sivis Pasham, Parabellum.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news, and there is a big pileup of trucks at the border between Kaliningrad and Lithuania. They're trying to make a point about this sanction against Russia. More than 300 trucks are queued up at the Russian-Lithuanian border, attempting to exit the Russian exclave region of Kaliningrad, with another 200 trucks trying to go the other way. And So that's building up over there. Truck drivers are saying that they have no food. They don't have any supplies. They're just being told to wait there and wait there. They're running out of gas, and it's not working out very well. All right. While NATO maps out its plans for World War III, the Russian State Space Corporation releases coordinates of Western targets and mocks Joe Biden. In other words, Russia is saying, we know where all the critical facilities are, and we know where to aim the really big rockets at. Fortunately, none of them are around here in Santa Claus, Indiana, to the best of my knowledge. Anyway, now Russia is playing a new card in all of this tension with Europe and the U.S. Russia is now telling Europe that they are capable of ensuring Europe's energy security. Russia is basically saying, on our terms, we will make sure you have all the oil and gas that you need. And this is a major play, because what's Europe going to do, saying, no, we're all going to freeze this winter because we believe in the United States' supremacy over the rest of the world. And I don't think it's going to take very long for these European governments to say, well, you know, maybe Russia isn't so bad, especially their oil and gas. And so, Putin is a chess master, and he just pulled his checkmate. Now, President Biden is getting ready to visit Israel and Saudi Arabia next week, but there is a little bit of problem, because there have been leaks regarding Israeli covert ops against Iran, and they are undermining trust and security ahead of Biden's visit. And so they're concerned. These leaks may even be coming from Israel, because Israel doesn't want any progress on the Iran nuclear deal. They just want us to go kill Iran for them. And let's see. Iran is replying, saying that U.S. air defense plans are a regional threat. And they're responding to Biden's visit coming on over there. And Iran is warning that the addition of foreign forces into the region will add to tensions and create a regional rift. Yeah, they could very easily start a regional war. And if they don't come to an agreement with Iran on nuclear weapons, there will be an arms race, a nuclear arms race in the Middle East. So it reminds me of that Tom Lehrer song, "First You Got the Bomb, and That Was Good, Because We Love Peace and Motherhood." I should post that at whatreallyhappened.com. Getting into the economic news here, inflation is ravaging America. We are seeing it every day. I had to fill up our car today. Gas is up to $4.69. That's a little lower than it was last week, but it's still way, way up there. And even Costco is raising the prices in their food court by as much as one third. And yeah, that's not very good. Meanwhile, everybody's wondering, you know, who's really in charge of all of this? And there's an article from Hannah Nabin Tutherland. Well, you can follow the link from What Really Happened. And it says that already 90% of all Standard & Poor's 500 firms are owned by a mere three investment firms: BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. And that is a lot of power to be concentrated in the hands of unelected leaders, rulers, dictators, whatever you want to call them here. Now, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu is saying that a recession is coming, and basically blasted Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, saying that Yellen has completely misled America and should be fired. And I know what Yellen is trying to do. They're trying to make everything look really good going into the midterms. And they're going to do anything they can to paper it all over. And they print up a whole new bunch of money and throw it out into the market to try and lower gas prices and say, see, we're fixing the economy. But, of course, it's a patch. And once the elections are over, then the bill comes due. And guess who gets to pay that? And it isn't the White House and the politicians here. Over in the Netherlands, the protesting Dutch farmers are refusing to back down despite the police crackdown, which includes the firing of live ammunition at them. And the protests are breaking out all over Holland. The police have made several arrests. They opened fire at a tractor convoy. And it's starting to grow. It's spreading to other countries. And it's, you know, all part of this green madness, this climate gate stuff. We've got to save the planet by shutting down food production and oil and gas and taking you back to, you know, a medieval lifestyle is basically what they're aiming at here. And, you know, it really is kind of crazy. We're seeing the same thing down in Sri Lanka. And basically, that should be sending a message to the other leaders around the world who have sold their souls into the green agenda that people have really reached the end of their tolerance for this nonsense and don't want to go any further. Another little article, this one came out of DailyReckoning.com, describing the dollar as a victim of its own success, okay? And America's most powerful weapon of war does not shoot, fly, or explode. It's not a submarine, plane, tank, or laser. America's most powerful strategic weapon is the dollar. And I've been saying this for a long time, that the weaponization of the dollar is how the U.S. projects power onto other countries. And it's saying the dollar can be used for regime change by creating hyperinflation, bank runs, and domestic dissent in countries targeted by the U.S. The U.S. can depose the governments of its adversaries or at least blunt their policies without firing a shot. Okay. And speaking of bank runs, they're having a big one over in China right now. People are trying to get their money out of the banks there, and the police are responding on that one. Meanwhile, BRICS has announced a new world reserve currency to replace the dollar, since the dollar appears to be committing suicide at this particular point. So that will be the end of the hegemonic dollar, and that will basically be the end of the American empire. So be prepared for that. Now, Bill Gates is out there urging governments to invest in this Orwellian digital payment and ID system. And this came out of a World Bank press release on June 29th. And it said, basically, because of the COVID-19 pandemics and pandemics yet to come, paper currencies and coinage needs to be discouraged. And everybody should have a little plastic card, which allows the banks to decide what and where they can spend their money on. Down in Texas, the Electric Reliability Council, which operates the Texas power grid, said it's time to conserve power because there could be potential rolling blackouts due to energy shortages. So, again, good management of this country here. Over in, North Carolina, there is a state bill being considered right now that would eliminate the free public electric vehicle charging stations unless the government is willing to offer a similar free benefit for owners of diesel and gasoline-fueled vehicles. And probably a lot of people, when they see those electric charging stations, oh, they're free. No, they aren't. Your tax dollars are paying for them. And, you know, if you're going to give electricity away for free to the electric vehicles, you know, it actually makes a little bit of sense. Give us free gasoline and diesel so we can get the supply chain back up and running. Getting on to immigration here, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is saying that Biden's plan to end the Remain in Mexico policy will allow 6 million illegals a year to cross that wide open U.S. border. Meanwhile, up in New Jersey, which is a sanctuary state, they have created a $60 million slush fund to support 100,000 illegal aliens. And the plan is part of a budget deal by Governor Phil Murphy, where illegal aliens in New Jersey are expected to receive taxpayer-funded stimulus checks basically give them free stuff at the expense of the legal American citizens. Such a deal. Okay, now down in Pennsylvania, Governor Tom Wolf has vetoed a bill that would have barred biological males from female school sports. And following his veto, Governor Wolf thanked President Biden for prioritizing the health and safety of women and birthing people. So we're still seeing all this transgender nonsense. And just to show you how silly it's getting, at a time when the economy is strained, the government has overspent itself into a hideous debt. And, you know, what is Biden spending his money on? Well, the Biden administration spent $1.5 million on a transgender programming curriculum for inmates locked away in federal jails. These people are in jails. They're not going anywhere anytime soon. But Biden wants to spend $1.5 million for developing transgender-specific programming for transgender prison inmates. I think this has really reached the point of absurdity. It really has here. You probably are familiar with Monticello. that was Thomas Jefferson's home. It's on the back of a nickel. And apparently the Thomas Jefferson Foundation has drawn a great deal of criticism because they did a renovation of Thomas Jefferson's home and transformed it into an exhibit on slavery. And yeah, I can see why Jeffersonians would be very upset about that. There's another video that is floating around on social media, and this is a good one here. It's up in San Francisco, and there is this man who is ushering these elementary kids from the school bus to get them into the school, and he turns the camera around to show what these kids are having to walk through, and it's druggies who are shooting up, it's homeless people, and the man who made the video and then released it said he wants the world to see just how desperate things are in San Francisco. Now, I've been to San Francisco many times, most recently on Day After Tomorrow, and to see how it has deteriorated since then, it's heartbreaking. It really is heartbreaking. It was one of America's iconic, beautiful cities, and not anymore. Okay, weapons of mass deception and the ailing psychological war against the people. There is a new climate scientist who's come on out saying that humans actually cause less than 0.05 degrees Celsius of global warming. Okay, it's not all the fault of our plastic bags and our SUVs. And even NASA came on out last week and said what causes climate to change on Earth is the changing shape of the Earth's orbit around the sun, which I've shared that with you many times over the previous years. And so even NASA is saying, yeah, the climate change is something that just happens and there's nothing we can do about it. You know, but the climate gate people, the carbon Nazis are saying, no, more taxes. Well, you know, the same people who couldn't get COVID under control are trying to convince us that if we pay them more taxes and give them more control over our life, that we'll all live in wonderful, balmy weather for the rest of our lives. I don't think so. All right, a lot of stuff happening in the space program. NASA has announced that they're going to release the first image from the James Webb Space Telescope tonight. It was supposed to happen tomorrow, but they're going to release one of them tonight. There's going to be a ceremony where Joe Biden is going to stand up there and act like this is all his fault, and they're going to release that first image. And already we are hearing that the James Webb Space Telescope is seeing galaxies much, much, much further away than had previously been known. Oh, my goodness, we're going to have to push back the estimated age of the universe and the Big Bang yet again. Okay. Now, meanwhile, up on Mars, my second favorite planet, NASA's Curiosity is doing an inventory of key life ingredients on Mars. And they're measuring total organic carbon. And it's one of several measurements to help understand how much material is available as feedstock for prebiotic chemistry and potentially biology. Now, remember, back on Viking, we had the labeled release experiment that indicated indigenous life on Mars. And there was a second instrument, the GCMS, that got a negative result, but it's since been learned that the GCMS wouldn't have worked because of the high concentration of perchlorates in the Martian soil. So we had a false negative and a positive, but NASA doesn't want to admit that they were that wrong about something that important. And of course, NASA stands for never a straight answer. Meanwhile, little bit of a whoopsie, NASA's tiny capstone probe went silent during its transit to the moon. And it shut down shortly after it deployed successfully from Rocket Lab's Photon spacecraft and started its long trek to the moon. They're trying to figure out what's going on and if they can get back in touch with it, but it looks like this may not be a wonderful, successful mission. Okay, little bit of consumer news here. You know, everybody's always getting the latest and greatest whatever. There are these patio umbrellas with a solar panel on top and lights underneath, and apparently there's been a massive recall because these items spontaneously burst into flame. So if you have one of these, check to see if it's part of the recall. Okay, down in Colorado, and we know there is a black market for human body parts. I mean, that's where Planned Parenthood was making so much of their money here. So this Colorado funeral home operator is accused of illegally selling body parts and giving clients fake ashes. Okay, they weren't cremated. They were carved up and sold, and then here's some ashes we took out of the fireplace. And the owner, Megan Hess, has pled guilty to mail fraud in federal court. That's a really, really tacky thing to do. I mean, you're dealing with people who've just lost a loved one, and you take advantage of them like that. What kind of a human being do you have to be for that kind of a situation? And again, in Texas, the same thing happened. A Texas family believed their mother's ashes were buried in the family plot in Oklahoma until an FBI investigation unveiled that her body parts were sold for medical research without the family's knowledge. We're all a commodity here. All right, we got to take a break for for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. when the banksters all need to.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about some science stuff here, and we've already talked about the James Webb Telescope and how it is basically showing that there are many, many more galaxies much further away than had been detected by the Hubble. And so for all the proponents of the Big Bang theory, they're out there saying, well, obviously the Big Bang happened even earlier than we thought, and the universe is even bigger than we thought. And it's amazing the lengths they will go to not go back and examine that original assumption that the redshift observed on these objects in the sky may be caused by something other than relative velocity. Now, Edwin Hubble, who discovered the redshift and the Hubble constant, never made any conclusions about relative velocity. That came from a Catholic priest who was also an astronomer named Georges Lemaître. And he said, if you wind back this expansion of the universe, you get to this moment of creation. Hallelujah, we have scientifically proved the Bible is true. And it kind of went on from there. So let's see what else is going on in the world here. And you know, Zelensky is still out there trying to pump Ukraine or pump the West for all the money he can out of Ukraine. And we're hearing stories about how Ukrainian officials are leaving Ukraine and showing up in Europe with huge amounts of money, and just having one heck of a party here. And you get to pay for all that. So a lot of people still making fun over Joe Biden's taking a dump on his bicycle. Somebody actually went on out and painted Joe Fell Here on that crosswalk. Joe went for a ride again today, and somebody was tweeting the Secret Service saying, have you put trainer wheels on that? So we'll see what's going to happen on that one. Okay, J.K. Rowling is once again catching flack from the transgender community, and I have to admire her courage. Now, first of all, I'm a huge fan of Harry Potter. I love all the movies, and I think they're wonderful. And it's nice to see that she has the courage of her convictions, which is really a very, very good thing. Okay, apparently over the weekend, Donald Trump and Melania Trump were at a sporting event where he teased a run in 2024, and the entire audience just stood up and cheered and roared, and everybody wants him to do that, not because we think Trump was all that great, but because we have a chance to undo a grievous historical wrong. Trump's second term was stolen from him. We need to give it back to him. Okay, we absolutely do. Let's see. Jake Sullivan is out there saying that Russia has already failed to achieve its strategic objectives in Ukraine. Well, not if you ask Russia, of course. They seem to have a different point of view. Okay, we're going to go ahead and start taking phone calls a little bit early today. So, Joe in Tennessee, welcome to the show. I'm probably going to have to take you through the station break, but what's on your mind?
Well, it was such a terrible thing to see what happened to the ex-prime minister of Japan.
I agree. Okay, the music is playing, Joe. Do not hang up. I'm going to come back to you after these few words. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252.
Wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and-lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and-lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.